is something that has been a long time coming as a topic. I don't know why we've never talked about this.
I don't know why we haven't either. It is probably the number one suggested topic whenever we ask people for ideas. They say, why haven't you done this?
So how much do we love Big Fatty? How much do we love
bacon?
Bacon! I'm gonna make some after we hang up the Skypes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Why haven't you done this?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 946 of the BFO for Thursday, the 15th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what I've packed. Hello, boarders, as opposed to hello, hoarders. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, what do you mean by that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, we are boarders now because, y'all, it's time. The time is here. It is time for the Pride 48, and Big Fatty's going to be getting on the enclosed tube of aluminum death. And y'all, I'm gonna be putting my hands. Big Fatty, don't tell us where you're gonna put your hands. We already know that. That's why you're the puppet master, Big Fatty. But but y'all, Big Fatty is heading out to the Luxor, y'all, and so I leave Charleston at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And have a hour layover in Atlanta, and y'all, I get in Las Vegas at 5:58 p.m. in the evening. Of course, that's Pacific time. But anyway, but y'all, I was trying to decide if I wanted to use the Enter tubes on the flight out, and y'all, because if you buy it ahead of time, you get a coupon. You get a coupon, and y'all, 15% discount. It's $11 instead of $12.95. But I've decided I'm not going to do that. So y'all, do not look for me. Do not look for me to be on the Twitty or on the Words with Friends or any of that during my flights, because it's not going. No, Big Fatty. But I will send out a Twitty. Once I've arrived, so that everyone will know that the ruination can begin. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've been watching the Twitty today, and that veritable Virgo, and Gavin, and the Wes the Gay Country Boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. They are all there at the Luxor, and y'all, it appears to me, from what I know, and the results are preliminary at this time. But it appears that we have not all been grouped on one floor. So, y'all, the good news is that if you just can't stand Big Fatty, chances are you're not going to have to live next door to him. Now, the only exception to that, of course, will be Dr. Stone, because, y'all, we're sharing a room. But if any of you want to take Dr. Stone in, I'm sure he won't mind. All he's got to do is take his Gold Bond foot powder and and the clothespin off his nose, and he'll be ready to go. And y'all, within minutes of arriving, Gavin was already at the buffet, y'all. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Dear Gussie. Y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I got a lot to do. All I've done is take my grip out of the closet. Y'all hadn't packed the first damn thing. Hadn't packed the first damn thing because y'all, I've got to get organized first, y'all. I've got my underpants. My underpants are they're being beaten against the stones, and by the stones I do not mean Dr. Stone. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, and y'all, what am I trying to say? Big Freddy, that is the question of the century. But anyway, y'all, I don't have any idea what the fuck I was gonna say. Y'all, there's a skit on the kickoff show, and y'all, I've been previewing it. And evidently, Big Fatty's going to be a part of that. So, y'all, you'll want to listen to the pink carpet and then tune in to at least the first part of the skit. And once Big Fatty is done, you know, you switch it on over to, I don't know, reruns of Dick Van Dyke or something. I don't know. But or perhaps the Waltons. Oh, dear Gussie, the Walton Hills. Y'all, I'm going to suggest to you right now, that, you know, the alcohol will be flowing in Vegas. But, y'all, I can assure you that Pride 48 is always better for everyone when everyone is drinking. Because, y'all, trust me. Y'all, that is a garden solid and a Southwest baked potato, which I got it at the Jason's Deli, and y'all, it is the barbecue and cheese and some what do you call that, picante sauce or something, pica de gallo. I don't know, it's Mexican, y'all, so I don't really know. But anyway. But y'all, I was only able to eat about half of it, so I'm going to finish it for my supper here as soon as I finish. And, you know, perhaps I'll be able to get it in before my underpants are clean. Well, they're in the washer now, so, you know, I'll at least have the dryer, the dryer time to finish that. And then, of course, y'all, it's nothing but quiz programs for Big Fatty on Wednesday night. Y'all, I got my hair cut, so I look nice and pretty for everyone. And y'all, it's just going to be lovely. And y'all, I've got some prizes. We've got some prizes that Big Fatty is going to be loading into his grip. And y'all, I don't want to come back with any of them. Not a one of them. So anyway, we'll be giving some prizes away. And y'all, it's just going to be lovely. And y'all, you know there'll be drama. There's always drama. So anyway, we'll just see. We'll just see when it pops its ugly head up. So, Big Freddy, are you talking about yourself? Or are you talking about your Old Spice? Because that'll cause drama. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the chairman of the board. That's Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, and Miss Sarah, from the How Much Do We Love? And y'all, on their latest show, that y'all, it is long overdue, as they said, but y'all, they said, how much do we love the Bayfren? And y'all, it's true. And y'all, speaking of the Bayfren, y'all, I've got to catch up a little bit on the Bayfren calendar, because y'all, I'm already behind, and you know, I'm leaving town. So y'all, it says a recent poll on RoyalBaconSociety.com ask what is bacon's best companion. Y'all, more bacon got first place. Maple syrup came in second, and lettuce and tomato came in third. Vulgar! Y'all, oh. Wait a minute, let me just see what that was, y'all. It may have been a gentleman caller. No? Oh! Big Fatty, you've already had one of those today. Are you expecting more? Anyway, it says here, for hump day, it's now you can wear bacon as a watch. The bacon watch has a vinyl watch band that looks like real bacon, and the clock face has a picture of a smiling piece of bacon. You'll find the watch at mcphee.com. That's mcphee.com. Big Freddy, you've got a bacon wallet, that poor Freddy, and the sent you one, and the Gravitas sent you one also when you wore the other one out. Y'all, at seriouseats.com, that's SERIOUSEATS.com. You can gape at pictures of the bacon bra, the bacon lampshade, and bacon mats. Y'all, I don't know why I would want to gape at any of those things. Y'all, I'm not even sure I know what gaping is. Big Freddy! And y'all, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you for Friday. Big Freddy, please don't say things like you're going to give it to us for Friday. Oh, dear God. So y'all, in Japan. And y'all, that is where, y'all, speaking of the Gravitas is over there in Japan. I don't know if he's visiting Nancy in Japan or perhaps Yoshi. He may be visiting Yoshi over there, who, by the way, y'all, is still, I'm still waiting on his cellular telephonic device call to the Fap Cave. But anyway, y'all, it says Friday. Uncured pork belly slices are called bara in Japan. Y'all, so if you're in Japan, go enjoy some bara this weekend. Big Freddy, you got it. You got it. And y'all, I'm going to go ahead and give you the weekend also. The weekend also. Bacon is fatty, salty, and tastes good on anything, including cupcakes. And y'all, that is said by Kevi Landreth, owner of the Kumquat Cupcakery in New York City, who offers the maple bacon cupcake at her store. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. So, y'all, we're caught up on the bacon calendar. So, that's just lovely. Y'all, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you. Now, the Friday show will be recorded in Las Vegas. If you're used to trying to sneak it early, you're going to be gravely disappointed. Oh, dear Gussie. So anyway, y'all, I've got my prize for Miss Bacon and for Miss Melinda. Because, you know, Miss Melinda was the 1,000th caller, and Miss Kathy Bacon, speaking of bacon, was the 1,100th caller, with they all getting their prizes out there in Vegas. And y'all, the amount of postage that I am saving on this trip is just unbelievable. It is unbelievable just saving the postage. That's what it's all about. It's all about saving the postage. So, anyway, yes, Big Freddy, please move forward. The old gal seems to be okay. She was on the Twitty. I know there have been many that have been worried about her. y'all, she did, she bled all over the place on her Wednesday little show. But y'all, as I said to her, I said, you know, it's always nice on the when you have those bleedings, when you're telling your little stories that you relive your youth when you got your ass beat. Yes, Big Freddy, just like you. So anyway, y'all, let's see. I'm gonna go over here to the mailbag. Big Freddy, please, when you say mailbag, that just drums up pictures of, oh dear Gussie, y'all, I've just received an e-letter from the Molar Man, and y'all, he says he just picked up his new swim trunks and sun brim, and he'll see me tomorrow. And y'all, then he asked me if I got any Charles Mingus. And y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means. I don't know what it means, y'all. I just don't know what it is. Should I goggle it? Should I goggle it? Yeah, let's do that. Let's see what that is. Some Charles Mingus. Charles Mingus, the official site. Y'all, it is some jazz. It is some jazz music. Okay, Charles Mingus. Y'all, who knew? Who knew? Y'all, he is devoted to the work of jazz composers and bassists, or bassist maybe. Big Freddy, Charles Mingus. The site exists to maintain the historical record and archival materials of one of America's greatest 20th century composers, and to promote Mingus music as it is being played today. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Just, I'm filled with Mingus. So no, I don't have any. So, but y'all, I've previewed the opening skit for the Pride 48. Y'all, I tried to print my script and it wouldn't print. So I guess I'll just have to I'll just have to wing it, y'all. I'll just have to wing it because you know. What can I say? Y'all, Paul the Kitten Whisperer sent me a little something that was in the USA Today about Las Vegas. And y'all, evidently you can drive a bulldozer and shoot a machine gun for $525 in Vegas. Y'all, what to do with all those empty construction sites in Vegas? Where work on a handful of hotels and other projects has halted in the last few years due to the seesaw economy, well, a company called Dig This has a solution. Give tourists one of the most original outings ever, letting them get behind the wheel of heavy machinery, including bulldozers and excavators, so they can play construction worker. They can move sand and rock not far from the Trump International Hotel and Palace Station Casino. What is that? It starts at $210 an hour, and it's not for the penny slot players, y'all. That's for an hour and a half on one of the machines, and it climbs up to $750 for hours of play on the bulldozer and excavator. Y'all, speaking of excavator, I've got to remember to pack some fiber because, y'all, I have not done that yet. And, you know, that's basically what fiber is an excavator. Beep! Any place we're having Cheerios, and y'all, evidently you can fire a machine gun also. I don't know what that's all about, but Paul, thank you so much for suggesting one of the weirdest things ever for Big Fatty to take a look at. Y'all, let's just see what I've got here now. Y'all, I've got a riddle for you. Y'all, here it is. It's game time. Here's the riddle. Riddle of the day, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a big one. Michael J. Fox has a small one. Madonna doesn't have one at all. The Pope has one, but he doesn't use it. Clinton uses his all the time. Obama is one. Mickey Mouse has an unusual one. Liberace never used his own... used his on women. Jerry Seinfeld is very, very proud of his. Cher claims that she took on three, and we never saw Lucy use Desi's. What is it? Y'all, do you know what it is? I know what it is, and I hadn't even looked at it. Y'all, can you figure it out? Big Freddy, it is a last name. Big Freddy. So, anyway, who sent me that one? Paul? Paul sent me that one. Thank you, Paul. Y'all, let's see what else we got here. Y'all, we've got a little saying here, also from Paul. Y'all, this may be the theme of Vegas, y'all. It is better to be silent and thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt. Big Freddy, please have that cross stitched. Dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, and the next time you hear from Big Fatty, it'll be from Las Vegas. And then y'all don't forget, Big Fatty is on the pink carpet at 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday evening, and y'all, then I'm in the opening skit of the opening show at 8 p.m. in the evening on Friday, and y'all, then I have my annual 20 Minutes of Silence beginning at 9 p.m. in the evening on Friday, and y'all, quite frankly, 20 Minutes of Silence, Rob, what do you think of that?
Why haven't you done this?
I have done it before. It was the very first year of Pride 48.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.